Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
How to protect your wallet this holiday shopping season.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Here's something to keep in mind while we go about our holiday shopping online this year. More than 60% of cyber breaches occur due to weak passwords. Joining me here in the studio is Darren Guccione. He's the CEO and co-founder of Keeper Security. Darren, all of us, myself included, tend to reuse passwords because they're easy to remember. But you say that also makes us an easy target for cybercrime.
That's right. The problem that we have is that most of us as consumers typically use the same password on multiple websites, and those passwords are usually too simple and easy, right, for hackers to guess, because the most common passwords like password 1 or 12345 tend to get hacked quite often. So there's things that we can do to protect ourselves.
Yeah, at this point, the average consumer has nearly 20 passwords to keep track of.
That's right. So we call this password fatigue. The difficulty in remembering high-strength random passwords is very tough for most people. So most of us as human nature just decide to keep passwords very simple. Maybe we know two or three different passwords, and we use those passwords across all of our websites.
So you say we should all update our software and run antivirus often, but even that's not straightforward because there are a lot of fakes out there.
Yeah, so with antivirus, you want to make sure that the website that you're getting the antivirus software is a valid, popular website. So we recommend websites like download.com, which is part of ZDNet. That's a fantastic place to find websites, and other, you know, relevant review sites like PC Magazine or PC World are great sites that you can, you know, determine what's the best product that I should be using to secure either my home network or my own personal computer with antivirus or a firewall, for instance. So we recommend just going to, you know, those types of sources to find that type of product. It really starts with good password management. So I would say, you know, the first thing you can do is use a password manager product that creates high-strength passwords for you. It remembers all of your passwords. And then when you go to these websites to shop, it auto-inserts or auto-fills your passwords for you, so you never have to remember a password ever again.
And in case someone captures your card info online, one way to help protect yourself is to use a credit card, not a debit card.
That's correct, because a credit card can be disputed. A debit card, the transaction, you know, results in cash being taken out of your account instantly. So it's much more difficult to deal with if there's a breach. So we always recommend, you know, to really pursue and use credit cards first.
Something else we should be mindful of is not using public Wi-Fi. And I can't tell you how often I've done online errands from a coffee shop, so this isn't good news for me.
So public Wi-Fi is, you know, somewhat of a dangerous thing. We always recommend that people traditionally, you know, just do your browsing, do your online shopping from home or a trusted Wi-Fi network.
Another tip you have for protecting yourself from cyber criminals is to stick to encrypted websites. How would a consumer know that that's where they're at?
Well, the first thing, I'll just back up for a second. So there's something that we call phishing, which is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G as opposed to traditional phishing for food. But hackers use phishing in sending emails that appear to be relevant to your life, at least online. And so, for example, you may get, you know, an email from your bank and it looks totally valid and real. You click on it and it says, okay, we would like to verify your online identity. You know, please click here and enter your username and password just to verify your credentials. You do that, and then the back end, that entire website, which looks like your bank's website, is not. And now they've stolen your login credentials, and they're going to take those credentials and replicate that and use those credentials on multiple websites and services to see if they can breach into other aspects of your digital life. So it starts there. So the first thing that you want to do when you click on a link like that and you open up your browser and you see the website load, you want to make sure that the connection is hyper secure. So we call this HTTPS, which is Hypertext Transfer Protocol over SSL. That's just a fancy way of saying this website connection is encrypted. And next to HTTPS on the left-hand side, you'll see like this padlock. It's typically a green padlock with a green HTTPS text string, and you'll see that there. And you want to make sure that that's there on all of the websites that you're shopping on, because if it's not, then that means that the connection to the internet where you're entering your credit card information may not be secure, and that information may not be encrypted. You know, that could result in a breach.
We're talking about online security and holiday shopping with Darren Guccione, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Darren, do you have any other tips for protecting yourself from cyber criminals this holiday season?
I think the key here is that the cause of almost every breach out there is a weak password or poor password management practices. So really the number one thing that you can do is make sure that you're using strong passwords containing letters, numbers, and symbols. Of course, characters too. And we recommend a minimum password length of at least 8. Short passwords are typically easier to crack. The average password, unfortunately, can be cracked by an experienced hacker in less than 2 hours. So the longer the password, the more random the password, the much harder it is for them to breach. So the easiest thing to do is to use a password manager for that purpose, because when you create a new website and load it into your password manager, you can simply click a button and it will generate a high-strength random password for you. So you'd never have to remember that password because the manager does it for you. And you can log into your password manager today with the latest technology just by using your fingerprint.
And how does that work when you have multiple devices? I wonder, as we run between our phones and tablets and computers potentially.
Yeah, well, the good password managers out there will automatically sync your information across all of your devices. So when you enter a new password in, for example, on your smartphone, and you go to your tablet or your computer and you enter your vault where all your passwords are stored, they should be there.
Anything else you think we should be aware of?
You know, the key here is to be mindful. Understand that, you know, your identity and your digital assets are completely sacred. They're worth more than, you know, most of the other things in your life. We take them for granted and we really should try not to do that. I think it's really just about just being aware and just using some very simple tools that can really just make things go smoothly for you during this holiday season.
That's Darren Guccione. He's the CEO and co-founder of Keeper Security. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.